So the next then is the principles of insurance. So there are five principles of insurance that you need to know. And they consist of number one, insurable interest. Number two, indemnity. Number three, subrogation. Number four, utmost good faith. And number five, then contribution. So let's have a look at the first one, the principle of insurance. So the principle of insurance states that this means that you must benefit from the existence of the item being insured and suffer from its loss. So you must have an interest in the item being insured. So for example, you can't insure your neighbor's car because if there is a loss, you will not benefit from the existence of the car or suffer the loss if an accident happens. The second one, then, utmost good faith. This means that when you are applying for insurance, you must give all material facts to the company. And a material fact is a fact that would affect the price of the premium that they would charge you. So, for example, if you're applying for health insurance, you must fill in the proposal form or the application form truthfully. So, and that includes if you smoke, you must say you smoke, even though it may result in you paying a higher premium. This is because you are at higher risk to the company. The third principle of insurance then is indemnity. So this means that you can't make a profit from insurance. You must be put back in the same financial position you're in before you suffer the loss. So for example, if you bought a car for €20,000 and after a few years it's stolen, but the value of the car was now €15,000, compensation you get is $15,000, not $20,000, because you need to be put into the same financial position you were before you suffered the loss. Number four, subrogation then. So this means that once an insurance company has paid compensation, the ownership of that item is passed to the insurance company. So for example, if insurance company pays out $20,000 for a car that is written off, then the car So then they own the car and can sell it for scrap to try and make back some of the money that they paid out in compensation. The insurance company is also entitled to sue any third party responsible for the loss in order to recover any compensation paid. And your last principle of insurance then is contribution. So this means that if you insure the same risk with two insurance companies, they'll divide the cost of the claim between them and you will receive the full amount. You will not receive the full amount from both companies. So this is because of indemnity. Remember, you can't make a profit from insurance. So for example, you insure your phone under your house insurance and also take out mobile phone insurance. You lose your phone and it's worth €200. So this doesn't mean you receive €400, €200 from the phone insurance and €200 from the house insurance. You will receive €100 from each company, totaling €200. So this means you'll be put back into the same financial position before you suffered any loss. So there are your five principles of insurance. So you need to know insurable interest, utmost good faith, indemnity, subrogation, and contribution.